A month or so ago, when I met with my spiritual director, he invited me to do something in my prayer life. He asked me if I do the examine. And I looked at him and I said, examine. And he said to me, yes, the Ignatian, part of the Ignatian exercise of examining yourself. So immediately, what came to mind was he was asking me to examine myself as to what I have done wrong. So I looked at him and I said, you don't want me to do that. We'll be here the whole year. Then he looked at me again with a smile on his face and he said, that's not what I'm asking you to do. He said to me, keep in mind that the examine in Ignatian spirituality is not to reflect on your own sinfulness, but rather look at yourself and see how blessed you are. How blessed you are and how God has given you many things. He said you don't have to look at the whole year. Maybe just look at the past month. Maybe just look at, reflect on what happened yesterday. And begin your prayer by being grateful, keeping in mind how God is so gracious to you. My friends, can you imagine just beginning our prayer looking at our own sinfulness? Ugh, that's depressing, isn't it? But when we begin to pray and reflect on how good God is, and how we are blessed in so many ways, then our prayer is so different. It becomes so positive. And we come to realize that in those little things that we have, the little things that we have, God worked in and through each one of us. The little things that we offer our God, God works in and through each one of us to make his kingdom be experienced by other people. The kingdom of God is realized when we offer the little things that we have and allow God to work in and through them. I share this with all of you because it came to mind as I was looking at our gospel reading for this weekend. For the next few weeks, we are going to listen from the Gospel of John, a respite from Mark's gospel. But we're going to listen to this lengthy Bread of Life discourse. And Jesus had just finished teaching, healing, ministering to the people of God. Then he raised his eyes and saw the vast crowd. And it was nearly evening. Obviously, people were hungry. And so he called one of his disciples, Philip. Why Philip? Because Philip was from Bethsaida, from that place. So Jesus knew Philip would know where to get food. And so he asked Philip, he says, so where can we buy enough food for these people? Notice the response of Philip. Immediately, he looked at the problem. He says, where can we buy enough food for these people? 200 days of wages is not even enough. What are you asking? You must be kidding me. How can we feed this gazillion of people who are present? Then Andrew, of course, comes forward and says, well, there's a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. The little boy perhaps said, don't take the food that I have. This is all I got. But notice the response, not of Philip, the response of the young boy. He gave it all. He offered it all. The little that he has, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, he gave it all 100%. The little that this little boy had, he offered, and Jesus did the miracle. And the miracle happened because this little boy participated in the request of Jesus. The miracle took place because this little boy gave it all. Gave it all, offered it all. In our lives, my brothers and sisters, we go through different situations in life. Sometimes they're very difficult. And we ask our God to take those difficult situations away. And when we ask God to take those difficult situations away, perhaps just like the pandemic, we want Jesus to just like take it away. It seems like Jesus is a magician. But God doesn't work that way. God does not operate that way. God is not a magician. Can he perform magic? Can he just say, pandemic, go away? Of course, he can do that. But that's not how God operates. Rather, how God operates is that he looks at how he can work with us. How he can collaborate with us. He invites us to offer what we have. He invites us to offer our talents. He invites us to offer the little possessions that we have. And through all of those little things that we offer God, God will do wonders. God will do wonders. We look at our world, what we're experiencing for the past 18 months, 17, 18 months. We go through this pandemic. We've been praying. We say, God, please take this pandemic away. And when we look at those 17, 18 months, we also see how God is working with each one of us. Working through doctors, working with the scientists, working with researchers, and yes, working with every single one of us. Why? Because God is present in each one of us. We see wars. And we ask ourselves, when will this end? When will God take this away? God is working with each one of us, enlightening us, telling us that we need to love one another no matter who that person is. All we need to do is to cooperate, to collaborate, to be in partnership with our loving God. In fact, when we look at the sacred scriptures, that's how God operates. From Abraham to Moses and even with Mary, this very gentle, loving woman, she offered it all. She said yes, and God worked with her. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're invited to be like that little boy and ask ourselves, and we are invited to reflect on the little things that we have, the little possessions that we have, the little talents that we have, and offer them all to God, 100%. You might be surprised. You might be surprised. What wonderful thing, what a miracle, what miracle could happen with the little thing that we offer to God.